Philadelphia is home to a unique wedding custom that most people outside of the city haven't heard of. Reporter Justin Cramon takes us to the largely Italian-American neighborhood of Packer Park.
Every few weeks in the warmer seasons, streets are closed here, not for festivals or bike races, but a particular tradition with over a century of history, the South Philly Serenade. The week before a wedding, the groom-to-be will sing to his bride in front of her parents' home, and these parties have gotten big. Friends, neighbors, family, more guests than the actual wedding. The stakes are high. Some say the wedding will be called off if the groom doesn't give a good performance. Dominique Melillo, a lawyer, grew up watching videos of her parents' and aunt's serenades, which she says looked super fun.
I wanted a serenade, but I didn't want to get married.
Until in 2020, she met Will Kristen, a project manager.
There was just such an immediate comfort. We couldn't stop talking to each other.
They shared values like the importance of family and concerns about the world. They enjoyed spending quiet time together.
Like, I'll do crossword puzzles and he'll be playing a game and we just sit there with each other.
They got engaged. But one issue. Kristen grew up in a Philly suburb about 10 miles away and had never heard of South Philly serenades. They're loosely based on a Southern Italian tradition that immigrants brought to the U.S. in the 19th century, then revived in the second wave of Italian immigration after World War II. Upholding this tradition means Kristen has his work cut out for him. He's kept the song he'll sing to Melillo a secret, and he's kind of a quiet guy. But deep in his heart...
I actually love to sing. I'd really like to crush, if I'm being honest.
So the bar is set high on the night of the serenade party in late April as guests gather outside on this block in Packer Park. It's a neighborhood steeped in tradition. Houses often pass down through families. Everyone knows each other. Singer Vito Lombardo warms up the crowd. Melillo's dad was a police captain. He died in 2020 of COVID. And at her childhood home, her mom, Kimberly Melillo, is remembering when he did their serenade around 35 years ago.
I had a mandolin player, an accordion player, and the man just sang, and my husband sang.
So this family ritual has particular importance.
You need this. You need people to see each other under good circumstances.
But there's an issue with the circumstances today.
The weather is terrible. It did me dirty.
It's pouring, so she's tented the whole street. Outside, under that tent, the bride, Dominique Melillo, says she expects Kristen to pull off the song. But
if he fails, that's it.
Soon the DJ, John Luciano, a serenade veteran known to everyone here as Johnny Luch, starts playing the music in his set.
We stood and talked like this before.
Melillo and Kristen enjoy a dance together, and then it's time.
All right, guys. The reason why we're here. Will, you ready?
Melillo sits on a chair, and Kristen takes the microphone, facing her in front of a crowd of around 100 people.
Thanks for being here.
He looks a little anxious. And then the music begins. And Kristen, well, he starts singing.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung.
And he's really good.
Honestly, as soon as DJ Johnny Luch handed me the mic, I was like, all right, like, this is cool.
I could tell that he was nervous, but then he kind of got comfortable because he stopped looking at me.
Before long, he's singing the final notes. For Melillo, it feels good to be in our community this way.
It's like comforting to know that this same thing has been happening despite anything else that's going on. It's like everyone gets to just have a good time.
Afterward, Kristen says he was grateful to be let into his future wife's tradition.
She helps me enjoy life. And in that moment, singing up there, I was like, man, like she's doing it again.
Despite the rainy weather, Melillo says it all came together.
It's just perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better serenade.
For NPR News, I'm Justin Cramon in Philadelphia.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.